President Trump today once again singled out El Salvador. He criticized the government there for allowing people to flee north into Mexico and toward the U.S. southern border. On Sunday, Salvadorans head to the polls to choose a new president. And it turns out migration is not the central campaign issue. The buzz has almost exclusively been about the presidential frontrunner. He's a 37-year-old mayor presenting himself as something new. Emily Green reports from the capital, San Salvador.
His name is Nayib Bukele. He exudes coolness with a closely trimmed beard and array of colorful socks and leather jackets. He comes from a prominent business family and started his political career in 2012 as mayor of a small town. 3 years later, he became mayor of San Salvador and embraced social media. In October, he officially confirmed his presidential campaign on Facebook Live.
Que si queremos que todo lo anterior cambie, necesitamos no solo ganar el 3 de febrero, sino arrasarlos en las urnas, a ambos.
If we want to change the past, he says, we need to not only win, but to crush the other two parties. Bukele's candidacy is a challenge to El Salvador's two-party rule, ARENA on the right and FMLN on the left. Bukele was part of FMLN until 2017, when the leftist party expelled him, for reasons that are disputed. Now he's running under a small party associated with the extreme right. Bukele's appeal is personal, not political, says elections analyst Alvaro Artiga.
Él no está proponiendo así un giro dramático en algún tema.
Bukele isn't proposing any radical policy changes, Artiga says. What he's created is an illusion of hope, that things can be different. And voters in El Salvador want an end to the corruption. One former FMLN president is accused of embezzling $351 million. He fled to Nicaragua. A former ARENA president is in prison for embezzling $260 million. A third former president faced criminal charges for stealing millions of dollars. He died before trial. Those scandals, among others, have voters from both parties flocking to Bukele. At Bukele's final campaign rally, around 3,000 people fill San Salvador's central square. Rap music blares as a diverse crowd awaits his arrival. Dilma Martinez says she always voted for FMLN, until now.
El Frente nos traicionó, ARENA jamás. Por primera vez tenemos la tercera opción y esperamos que este sea...
The FMLN betrayed us, she says, and she would never vote for ARENA. For the first time, there's another option. Susana Ulloa came with her 16-year-old daughter.
No le puedo decir que considere que el hombre es el Mesías ni es Dios. No, pero prefiero conocer algo nuevo.
I can't say that the man is a Messiah or God, she says, but I prefer to try someone new than go back to the old that I know. As the event draws to a close, I go to a bar a block away, La Dalia. It's a historic bar with tall ceilings, pool tables, cheap beer. A few years ago, most Salvadorans wouldn't dare come here. For decades, the historic center was too dangerous. Bukele changed that as mayor. He negotiated with the gangs and got them to back off. It's his crowning achievement, says Arisbel Arismendi. She's a reporter with the publication El Faro, covering his campaign.
Su mensaje ha sido básicamente, no soy corrupto, lo pueden ver, puedo remodelar.
She says Bukele's message has been, I'm not corrupt, you can see that, I rehabilitated the historic center so regular people can enjoy it. Bukele has said that as president, he would also build a new airport and revive an abandoned train line that runs across the country. But on hot-button issues, he has offered vague promises.
Y no vemos hasta este momento una propuesta clara, ni de seguridad, ni de cómo va a lograr frenar.
Arismendi says Bukele hasn't articulated a plan for addressing two of the country's biggest challenges, violence and the mass exodus of Salvadorans to the U.S. He's also skipped presidential debates and largely avoided interviews with the media. He relies on Twitter and Facebook Live to communicate his message uninterrupted. Johnny Wright is a former congressman with the ARENA party and a Bukele critic. He says Bukele has been masterful at turning criticism of him to his benefit by claiming the political establishment wants to bring him down.
He can say anything and get away with it, but there's this mystical aura around this personality, which is an enigma.
But an enigma may be preferable to the status quo for a majority of Salvadorans. Bukele is hoping to win the presidency outright on Sunday. If no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote, there will be a runoff in March. For The World, Emily Green, San Salvador.